The last oak I'll describe is the northern pin oak, Quercus ellipsoidalis. This oak is less common than red oak, but also can be found all the way north to Lake Superior and all the way south to the Illinois border and beyond. Its leaves are similar to black oak with long bristle tips. But look at the sinuses. They usually form more of a closed C shape, and the lobes kind of flare out at the ends, which helps to distinguish it from black oak. The leaves also lack the woolly hairs underneath. The twigs are more slender than black oak, and the buds are smaller and reddish brown with a fringe of hairs on the edge of the bud scales. The bark is somewhat blocky, but less so, and shows vertical fissuring. The inner bark also may be orangish. The acorns are similar to black oak, with a turban-shaped cap extending one-third to one-half the way down the fruit.